the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
In 1990, Congress established November as Native American Heritage Month in order to celebrate the first Americans. Missouri State University will celebrate Native American Heritage Month this November with a variety of events. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Bill Meadows, professor of anthropology, joins me today. Dr. Meadows has expertise in Plains, Indian military societies, and ethnohistory, as well as Indian code talkers. How does Missouri State University educate students about Native American culture and history?
Well, we've got two basic ways. One is the Native American Studies minor, which the majority of those classes are out of the anthropology department. And so there are classes on Native American culture, Native American art, archaeology, linguistics, things of that nature. The other would be through the Native American Heritage Month program every November. And ASA, which is the American Indian Student Association, which I'm faculty sponsor, they are a support group for Native students here on campus and also education-oriented. So their events are usually going to be either a cultural event or performance, the invitation of a Native speaker on a particular subject, or maybe a documentary film, cultural events like the powwow, the hand game. We're having stickball this year. And for those people unfamiliar with stickball, it's basically the southeastern version of lacrosse. Lacrosse is modeled after kind of the Iroquois style, which plays with one racket, and stickball in the southeast plays with two smaller rackets. So events like that, but things that people can both come and watch but also participate in.
Could you tell me more about the events that you have planned this month?
Sure. On November 5th, at the Center for Archaeological Research, 622 South Kimbrew on Springfield here, one of our master's students that I'm on her committee, Florice Pierce, has done a study of Native American archaeological sites to the east of here in Missouri, and she'll be giving a presentation that's actually part of her thesis defense. And it's called A Study of the Plentiful Ivy Site and Other Selected Upland Sites in Southern Missouri. So Carr does a tremendous amount of work with Native American archaeology in Missouri. And this, again, is an event that it's open to the public, and it'll be like a PowerPoint presentation. So it'll be looking at sites and what they've studied, and public is always more than welcome.
Also during November, Student Activities Council will present a special showing of Little Big Man at 9 p.m. November 12th in the Placer Student Union Theater. This film, made in the 1970s, stars Dustin Hoffman and contrasts the lives of early American pioneers and Native Americans. And on November 20th, the Union Club will host a Native American lunch from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Union Club in Placer Student Union, Room 400. Traditional and popular Native American dishes will be served. How can people get more information about the Native American Studies program and Native American History Month events?
For anyone who's interested in the Native American Studies minor program or the Native American Heritage Month events at Missouri State, they can contact Dr. Pam Saylor, or they can call me in the Department of Sociology and Anthropology, Dr. William Meadows, 836-5684.
Dr. Bill Meadows is a professor of anthropology at Missouri State, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.